K-State Nation, what is happening? Eddie Greer for another Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Of course, thanks to all of our current listeners for listening to this podcast. And of course, those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, downloading this podcast for the first time, obviously this is about K-State Athletics around the world, what's going on in K-State University here in cold Manhattan, Kansas here. As we've entered into the weekend, a little bit of change of pace, obviously, as we get ready for a doubleheader action basketball style of football, sort of in the rearview mirror. Now, both teams, the men and the women's, they're going to be playing the same team, West Virginia. How rare is this, especially in college? You know, normally, when you talk about doubleheaders, you're talking about high school and maybe elementary schools playing the same team on the same day. You're going to get that here today, folks. Men kicking off things at one. Both teams are at West Virginia, by the way, which is in, oh man, now I've lost. Yeah, Morgantown. There we go. Morgantown, West Virginia. Both teams happen to play, going to be playing the same team. How rare is that? There as well. So, we'll see what happens there. Obviously, the men are looking to get off a snod here. After doing okay in a non-con, now have lost their first two Big 12 games. Meanwhile, K-State women here, they're going to have a tough, their hands full as well. They start off on the opposite end. Two consecutive wins in Big 12 play. That includes number 10th ranked Baylor win there as well. So, I mean, the K-State women look to continue that momentum forward. That's pretty much the trajectory how basketball is right now. Women are going up, and they can win this game. That can really change. And, of course, the men still in their same ways, either going in the middle or going down in the wrong way here. So, we'll see what happens there as well. All right, so kind of a change here. In this instance here, we have not mentioned rowing yet on the podcast. And as this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all try to cover all things K-State rowing team. Going to be making a winter trip out here, trying to get out of this cold weather down to Texas here. The K-State rowing team will be going on, is already actually, as I got some of the notes here, they're already off to Waco, Texas for the winter camp. As of Tuesday, this past Tuesday, obviously a lot happened this past Tuesday with the bowl game, men's basketball, and the rowing team traveling down to Waco for this week as they're going to begin their camp, rowing on the River Brazos that runs through Baylor's campus. Speaking of Baylor, by the way, quote from the head coach, Patrick Sweeney of the rowing team, this is going to be a good opportunity for the team to come together in a statement. And then he goes on and says, quote, there is a lot of learning that happens at camp. The team is young and the water time is what we need as we prepare for the season. Yeah, they need it because snowing here in the Little Apple, obviously. Well, Coach Sweeney knows that as well. So they need that time. Obviously, there's some lakes around here, but they're probably either iced over or maybe too cold for the girls. But I mean, I don't know how they hit that. I would assume they practice on something. You got to do something to get yourself ready to go as well. But obviously, due to the pandemic, obviously with the ratcheting up of COVID-19, the Wildcats, they're going out of Texas. Originally, the training was supposed to be held here, I believe, but instead they're going to go down to Texas to do that. Camp training will focus on mileage and making forward progress. And also, this training for the rowing team will include pivotal opportunity for rowing teams in the Midwest with the inconsistent conditions in Kansas. Yes, yes, absolutely. A trip like this for them can make or break the on-water readiness for like a team, like the rowing team, like the Cats, young and new, kind of sort of, well, rowing has been a while, been here for quite a while. I believe they were here when I was going to school, When I went to K-State, when I made that transition from Barton to K-State, I believe the rowing team existed. I want to say that as well, you know. So there's that as well. Let's see. Obviously, preparing. It's kind of like spring training. Let's put it this way. Let's put a little spin on it. It's kind of like spring training where, obviously, like a Kansas City Royals or Atlanta Braves, the defending world champions, Cleveland Indians, New York Mets, you get the gist. They're trying to get ready, get all their guys ready to go to play baseball, whether they make the team or go down to AAA or whatnot. Same thing here, but they're not going down to AAA, obviously. They're trying to get everybody prepared for the water. So this is kind of some serious business when talking about rowing. So this is interesting as well. And of course, this is going to be the first of two training camps for the Cats. Following this camp, the team will be back in Manhattan to build on strength and conditioning. Winter training in Manhattan will continue until the conditions in Kansas, in the state, become favorable for on water rowing. The winter training grind will add the necessary power and endurance heading into the team's first matchup in Norman, Oklahoma, against the Sooners in the OU scrimmage. Do I have a date on that? I do not at the moment. But then the Wildcats in March will be headed to Sacramento, California for a spring camp. That's just going to be running through March 11th to the 19th. And the team will then compete in the Sac State Duel, excuse me, March 20th as well. So a curveball in the Purple Project Podcast Daily this weekend to start you off with a little bit of rowing news there. So that's a little bit of update on that. And for more information, you can follow the rowing team on the Twitter. And I lost the information on that right now. I'm pretty sure I'll get that back and let you guys know about that when it comes with K-State rowing team trying to get things rolling, try to get their training going here as they try to get them just ready to go for their little season here. And I believe in the spring season, the Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. We're on Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom, Player FM, Amazon, and more as well. The Purple Project Podcast rolling in to the second weekend of January of 2022. That's going to close things down for right now. Appreciate you guys K-State Nation for downloading this podcast. If your fellow friends are K-State fans, you're a K-State student, you're alumni, etc., please continue to spread the word about this podcast. And of course, want to sign off, reminding you that episode 81 of Triple P Weekly is out now. We talk about the K-State women's victory on the road against Oklahoma State in that. So that's why that's not there. You did not see a recap of that. That's already there. Didn't want to do it twice for you there. So that's why that's already there. We talk about the men's up and down adventure so far in the Big 12. And, of course, recap of K-State's beatdown of LSU. The Pro Project Podcast continues. Go, Cats!